Good morning. Hey, how are you doing on this beautiful Mother's Day morning? Very well, that's good. So how many of you really appreciate your mother? Amen, amen. Yeah, sometimes I think mothers, at least in my case, mothers have had more influence on their children than their fathers do. And that may be just because their fathers are gone to work. That's how it was in my case. Dad worked all the time. But I think mom really, really kind of formed my life. How about you? I hope you're all doing well and you're getting ready to celebrate this wonderful mother of yours this afternoon. I know we are. You know, we're going to eat. Then we're going to open gifts. And probably then we're going to take a nap. Perfect Sunday, man. The perfect Sunday. All right. And now I'm going to just shock you. Are you ready? Fasten your seatbelts, even though you don't have one, all right? This morning, I don't really have a Mother's Day message for you. Shocker, isn't it? Shocker, I know. But I think all mothers would agree with this subject that I'm going to preach on this morning. But what I do have is something that I think that the Lord has given me for you for today. So let's stand and we will repeat our Bible declaration together. So if you would just take your Bible and hold it up towards heaven and begin to repeat with me. Are you ready? Pause just a minute. I know that everybody I've talked to today has said, I'm really tired today. But let's just act like we're excited anyway, huh? Amen? Amen. All right. Are you ready? All right, here we go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. All right. All right. Ready? Oh, what's it got? What we got? We got nothing up there. Ah. Back up. Okay. Are you ready? I believe it. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The title for this morning's message, for those of you who are taking notes, is this. It's Hit Repeat, okay? Hit Repeat. And what we're going to do this morning is talk about something that's so important, I believe. In fact, I wouldn't just call it important. I would call it imperative for your everyday life and for your spiritual health. And I know that you think you know what it is that I'm going to say. Hey. He's going to say, reading the Bible, and he's going to talk about worship, right, and prayer. Amen? Wrong. Although those things are imperative, okay? And you think now that I'm going to say, it's church attendance, right? No. That's it. Sorry, you're wrong again. Although this, too, is vastly important and necessary, but it's not it. Oh, I know what it is he's going to talk about. Tithing. Okay. He's going to talk about tithing. That's it. Yep. No, wrong again. Although tithing is more than just a little bit important. I'll never forget the guy, and I think I've shared this with you before, but I'll never forget the guy that was going through some things, and he said to me, I tithe every week. I give my $10. And I told him, how well do you think we'd do if everybody here gave $10? We wouldn't even be able to pay the electric bill. Anyway, I digress. But anyway, he thought 10% was $10. Okay. You give up on guessing what I want to talk about? I thought so. This morning I want to talk about having a grateful heart. Okay? having a grateful heart. So Gary, could you come up and pray, please? I'd ask Serena, but it's Mother's Day.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your presence in this place, God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, that presence that can change our lives, God, by spending time in your presence. Father, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for Pastor Wes, and I thank you that Pastor Wes is just going to deliver your word exactly the way you want it delivered, God, and that we're going to hear it exactly the way you want us to hear it. Father, help us, God, help us to change today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Gary. Are you ready for the word this morning?
Ready.
All right. One of the Christian's most deadly enemies, if I can say it like that, and it's so easy to fall into it, is having an ungrateful heart. And the thing is, it affects so many things in your life. If you think about it, at the root of pride, you will always find an ungrateful heart. And at the base of gossip is an ungrateful heart. At the root of a bad attitude, again, you're going to find a grateful heart. At the start of a really bad day, again, there's what? Yeah, an ungrateful heart. Just about any negative attitude that I can mention, at the root of it will lay an ungrateful heart. Let me tell you, nothing, say nothing,
nothing
does as much damage to your personal life or your professional life than having an ungrateful heart. Nor does anything do as much damage to your spiritual life than having an ungrateful heart. Think about it. Just think about it. At the depths and at the core of the devil's downfall from grace lays an ungrateful heart. On the other hand, gratitude motivates people. It motivates people as it should. With an ungrateful heart, you can't motivate people. A grateful heart encourages and attracts people, but if you have an ungrateful heart, you push people away and you encourage no one. Are you with me? Spiritually, you can't truly worship with an ungrateful heart, and you can't effectively pray with an ungrateful heart. At the root of original sin sits pride. And we've already talked about it. It stemmed from what? An ungrateful heart. An ungrateful heart is never, say never, it's never satisfied, nor can it ever be, because nothing is ever enough for it. On the other hand, an attitude of gratitude is probably the most powerful attribute that we as Christians can possess. If you're a Christian who realizes that you have an ungrateful heart, I'm about to give you some bad news, okay? It won't just go away by itself, okay? It won't just go away by itself. But there is a solution, and the solution is this. You have to hit repeat and remember, okay? You have to hit repeat and remember. In 2 Timothy 1:6, Paul says this, "That is why I would remind you," okay, he is reminding him, Timothy, "to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination." Sometimes we have to be reminded in order for us to remember to hit repeat, okay? Sometimes we have to be reminded in order for us to remember to hit repeat. I just have one question for you guys this morning as we get started, and that is this. Have you personally ever experienced the unexplainable delivering power and rescuing power of God? Have you ever experienced that? Amen. I'm talking about those times when your situation looks completely hopeless, and then all of a sudden, God's amazing grace shows up, and you're set completely free from your predicament. I mean, God is so good, isn't he? Isn't he? God is good. Why don't you repeat that? Say it. God is good. All the time. And all the time, God is good to me. Okay. Just think about it for a moment, if you would, or to think with me. Can you think of moments like that in your past where the mountain was so big you couldn't see any escape? But God is faithful, isn't he? He will always make a way of escape for us. And we know that, and we have lived that. But when we're confronted with a new challenge, we are often remiss to remember the faithfulness of God that we experienced in the past. And we fall into fear, we fall into worry, we fall into all those things that we don't want to be in. It's almost like our perspective or our vision somehow gets blurred because of the stress of the problem, and we forget, say, I forget. That we've gone through similar or even worse circumstances before, and God came through. Why? Because he is faithful. He is faithful. But because of the huge mountain and the huge mountainous problem that's standing in front of us, because it appears so big, we momentarily fail to remember all the other mountains that we've already faced. And not only faced, but we've overcome. But we overcame them, not by ourselves, and here's one of my favorite phrases, but God. Amen? Everybody say that, but God. At the time when Paul wrote this second letter to Timothy, Timothy was facing some of the biggest mountains in his life. Nero had become the emperor of the Roman Empire, and that was a problem, because Nero was just plain a cruel man. Okay, a wicked man. And he was also anti-Christianity. The believers, he was so bad, the believers were beginning to be persecuted, and some were even being put to death for their faith. Now take that into today for a minute. Take that into Coopersville. That's scary. Now you think about it, that just because you're a Christian, and it happens all over the world, hopefully not in the United States so much, okay? But can you imagine sitting here this morning in Coopersville that we could be afraid and fear for our lives because there was some madman that wanted to see us killed? I mean, that doesn't even sound like reality, but it is scary. You see, it wasn't easy being a follower of Christ in Timothy's day. And in the midst of all the problems and panic, Timothy was in fear for his life and he was in fear for his future. He knew what it meant to see a problem and know that it is beyond his own ability and capability, if you will, to solve it. And this was one of them. He must have wondered, you know, is God going to come through? I mean, is he going to be faithful to me in these terrible times? Or is it up to me to face all of this mess all by myself? And I know there's times when you and I have felt the same way. Amen? And we question, is God going to help me? Is God going to come through for me? Will he answer my prayer? Have I done something wrong? How many of you have ever done that? You're not seeing answers to your prayer, so you go, what have I done wrong? Yeah. Amen? What have I done wrong? Why aren't you speaking to me? God, where are you? And, you know, it's true. I know you have felt this way, and I have felt this way. There really are times when it seems like God is a million miles away, and you pray and you pray, and it feels like no one's listening. But if we would just relax and hit repeat, okay, we would realize that we have a promise that covers that very thing, and it's found in Hebrews 13:5, and it goes something like this, and this is out of the Amplified. And I love this because the Greek is really strong here. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, And this is where the Greek is so strong. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. You know, one thing is for sure. It is written in the Bible, all right? God will never leave us alone. Amen? He never forsakes us. And this is just another reason why it's so important that we know the Word of God, that we put the Word of God into our hearts and that we know what it promises to us. In 2 Peter 1:4, we are promised this, okay? He has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises so that through them you may, what? Escape. Through them you may escape. What does that really mean for you and I? It means this, that your mountains today will be your molehills tomorrow. Amen? Why? Because God, again, is faithful. God is faithful. And through his great promises, we escape our troubles. Amen? Amen. No matter what the situation you find yourself in, say it with me, God is faithful. God is faithful. Say it like you believe it. God is faithful. In 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul tells Timothy this, okay? He says this, I am calling up memories. In other words, you need to hit repeat and remember, okay? I am calling up memories of your sincere and unqualified faith, the leaning of your entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, a faith that first permanently lived in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am fully persuaded, dwells in you also. Let me throw something in here, okay? For free, of course, just for free. The key to possessing the promises, the key to making the promises your own, and in order to achieve success in your Christian walk, is this. You have to learn how to lean, okay? You need to learn to lean. We all need to learn to lean. What do I mean? What we just read, that we have to learn to be and put all of our leaning of your entire personality on God and Christ in absolute trust and confidence in his power, in his wisdom, and his goodness. Wow. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means this. We have to trust his word, even if we don't like it.
Amen. That's right.
All right. And we have to trust in his love, even though we don't feel like we deserve it. And we have to trust in his character, because he's always faithful. We have to trust in that faithfulness, okay? We have to trust in his promises, because they're given to you and I. We have to trust in his integrity. In his integrity. That he doesn't prefer one person above another. If he has done it for one, he will do it to you. Amen? He will do it for you. And the biggest thing, I think, is we have to trust him in times of trouble. Amen? Paul wanted to remind Timothy about something that was very important, very important. And that's this, that God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy's heritage. In other words, he had seen this before. He had seen it in action. His grandmother trusted the Lord. Lois trusted the Lord. And the Lord had never failed her or let her down. His mother trusted the Lord. And the Lord had never failed her or let her down. And Timothy, you can trust God because he will never fail you nor let you down. And I want you to know this morning, we can trust, you can trust God because he has never let us down. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But Timothy, because he was dealing with tremendous stress and difficulty, was just like you and I do from time to time, Timothy was wondering where God was in all of this. And I know we do the same thing. So Paul took this opportunity to remind him that just as God had never failed his grandmother nor his mother, remember this, Timothy, neither will God abandon you in this difficult hour. And I don't care what you're going through this morning. And I believe, you know, I just believe somebody needs to hear this morning. It doesn't matter what you're going through, God will not abandon you in your difficult hour. Then Paul told him this, in the King James Version, it's stated like this. 2 Timothy 1:6. I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. I want you to focus on the phrase, I put thee in remembrance, or I put you in remembrance. It's taken from the Greek word anamnesko. There we go. It's a good thing I'm not Greek. I wouldn't be able to speak. And it's the compound of two words, and this is a little easier, the word ana and the word mnemosko. Please hear me and pay close attention because this is really, really important for us to know. The word ana means again or to repeat something. And the second part of the word, mnemosko, means to be reminded of something such as memories. When these two words are joined together like they are in this verse, it means to regather or to recollect memories, in other words, hit repeat. Amen? Hit repeat so that you can remember. The little prefix ana carries the idea of replaying these memories over and over and over again in your mind. The way you would hit the repeat button on your television. You know, I was struggling. I was, you know, when I was trying to look for that R word. And I had rewind, but then I realized that most of the people in here wouldn't know what rewind means. Then I was going to use, I don't know, I had another one, but that was even farther away from something that you remember or know of. But, and I want to repeat this, Anna carries the idea of replaying these memories over and over again in your mind, the way you would hit a repeat button on your television. To watch a movie that you're enjoying, but you had to leave the room. Okay, so you hit the repeat button and you watch it. See, there are things that you should forget, amen? And there are things that you should never forget. In other words, we should constantly hit the repeat button in our mind, or replay, if you will, the times that God has been faithful to us in the past. Faithful in delivering us from problems. Faithful in healing us from small things and large things, disease, sickness. Faithful in rescuing us time and time again when we fall into that same pit that we fell into yesterday. Come on. Come on. Faithful in making a way of escape for us. And we should replay those scenes in our minds until we never forget. Say never forget. How faithful he is. And that's how you get back to the place of having a grateful heart if you suddenly realize that you have an ungrateful heart. You could translate 2 Timothy 1:6 like this. I am putting you in memory of all these things so that by your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. Paul reminds Timothy, as he reminds you and I today, if you will, to take our eyes off the trouble and the present problems and get your eyes back on the delivering and rescuing power that God used to rescue you in the past. And no matter what you're going through, and I believe this is a word for somebody today, it doesn't matter what you're going through, if you'll turn back to God, amen, come on. Because, you know, and there are times in our Christian walk where we need to turn back to God. Amen? Where we aren't seeking the way we should. We aren't, you know, getting consultation from him the way we should. We aren't worshiping the way we should. We aren't remembering the way we should. And that's just a word for somebody today, and I truly believe it. Hit replay and remember, okay? Hit replay and remember. Looking back, you would probably find that you have faced other challenges even more severe than the one you're facing right now. And the truth is, God didn't fail you nor let you down then, and he's not going to fail you nor let you down now. In fact, he delivered you. In fact, he turned your situation around. Remember another promise that's found in Romans 8:28. I'm going to read this one out of the Amplified. You probably all know it. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. All things. That means God will take a negative situation in your life, not bring a negative situation, I don't believe. God will take a negative situation in your life and turn it around for your good. I mean, I think that's awesome. So remember, and don't forget, okay, what God has done for you in the past, because he will do it again for you in the present. And just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, he will be faithful to you in your future. You replay it until you remember it. Say that with me. You replay it until you remember it. One more time. Maybe four or five people can join in on this one. You replay it until you remember it. There we go. Because in remembering the victories that you have had in the past, you'll stir yourself up and you'll encourage yourself to face your present challenges with the necessary and needed faith in a God who is faithful. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to say it again. Okay? I'm going to say this. Never forget. Never forget how God has healed you in the past. You know, with what I'm going through right now, God healed me of a stroke. Okay? Yeah. And God has healed me of so many things. So I have the faith to believe that God is going to heal me now. Why? Because he's done it in the past. Amen? God has healed you. Never forget how God has delivered you in difficult situations. Never forget that God has absolutely saved you many times in your life. God has guided you and how God has directed you. How he has brought you through difficult trials. He has provided for you during hard financial times. Amen? Amen. God has protected you from the snare of the enemy. God always, say God always, makes a way of escape. Amen. Amen. So the next time the devil tells you, because he will tell you this, there's no way you're going to get out of this. There's no way you're going to survive what you're facing. Okay? Hit the replay button. Amen. Hit the repeat button. Whatever resonates with you. Okay? And ask the Holy Spirit to help you remember all those past challenges where God came through for you. Not sometimes, not once in a while, but every time. Come on, every time. Say every time. Say it one more time. Every time. You should give God praise this morning for what he does. Every time for you. Every time for you. Amen. Now, you'll notice that my message was a little shorter than normal. It's Mother's Day. It's got nothing to do with looking forward to steak and grilled chicken. Nap. I'll have you know that I can make it till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? Because I come in here about 4:30 in the morning. And I can make it till about then. And if you're going to talk to me at 3 o'clock, you're going to get this. So taking a nap is a good thing. Remember to hit the repeat. Remember always to hit the repeat. And remember what God has done for you. And remember that he is faithful to do that very same thing today. Amen? You can stand with me, please. I have a declaration for us to make today. It's just a short declaration. But I really do believe it won't happen unless you declare it. Unless you purposely say it and declare it. Because then it's going to happen. Are you ready? I declare. God has never failed me. Nor let me down. Let's say that one like we really believe it. I declare. God has never failed me. Nor let me down. I declare. God has always delivered me.
God has always delivered me.
From difficult times. And he always will deliver me.
He always will deliver me.
I declare. I will dwell on.
I will dwell on.
Remember and replay those past memories.
Remember and replay those past memories.
When God did for me what everyone thought was impossible.
When God gives me what everyone thought was impossible.
Lastly, I declare.
I choose to trust God with a grateful heart.
I declare this by faith in Jesus' name.
I declare this by faith in Jesus' name.
And everybody shouted, amen and amen.